Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
All right, welcome everyone back again for another deep dive. This time we're looking at the post-election landscape. Things are already getting, well, interesting, to say the least.
I'm just paying one word for it.
Yeah, maybe even a little wild. And we've got some really insightful analysis to help us unpack all the drama, all the twists and turns.
Always a pleasure to be back.
Glad to have you. So the piece we're diving into today is from electoralvote.com, dated November 29th, 2024. And it covers a whole range of hot topics. We're talking about Trump's return.
Of course.
Potential trade wars, billionaire shenanigans, and even a surprise glimmer of hope.
You've really got to keep up with things. These days, so much is changing so fast.
It really does feel like we're on a roller coaster, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's jump right in. Trump is back in the White House, as we all know.
Okay.
And, well, it seems like he's picking up right where he left off.
Yeah, like riding a bike. He never really left the public eye.
True, true. But now he's talking of imposing a 25% tariff on all goods from Canada and Mexico.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. He's not pulling any punches.
Unless they help curb immigration and fentanyl smuggling. So it's like a bargaining chip.
A very large bargaining chip with a lot of potential fallout. This is a campaign promise, remember?
Right. It wasn't just some off-the-cuff remark.
Exactly. So now the question is he serious about actually following through with this?
Because the economic impact could be huge.
Massive. Not just in the U.S., but globally. We're talking about two of our biggest trading partners here.
It does feel a bit like a page out of his old playbook, though, right? Like, remember the build the wall situation?
Oh, absolutely. Classic Trump. Lots of talk, maybe some symbolic action.
And then a declaration of victory no matter what the actual outcome is.
Precisely. And that's exactly what electoralvote.com is predicting we'll see here. A repeat performance.
They seem to have a pretty good track record with these kinds of predictions.
They do. They do. They have their finger on the pulse for sure.
But this time, it's not just about a wall. We're talking about a potential trade war with two of our closest allies.
And that's no small thing. The stakes are much higher now.
And I get the focus on Mexico, you know, with the immigration and fentanyl concerns. But I'm a little puzzled about Canada.
Why drag them into this?
Yeah.
What's the angle there?
Well, I think it comes down to NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Remember that?
Right, yeah.
By including Canada, Trump essentially increases his leverage. It's a way to put more pressure on Mexico.
So it's all about strategy.
It's a power play. And let's be honest, it wouldn't be a Trump move without a little bit of that, would it?
I guess not. Speaking of power plays, what do you make of this whole situation with President Sheinbaum of Mexico?
Oh, that's a good one. You're talking about the phone call.
Yeah. Trump claims she agreed to stop migration after their chat.
And she immediately came out and denied it.
Publicly refuted his account.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What's really going on here?
It does raise some interesting questions about how Trump's going to operate in this second term. Is this a sign that he's going to just keep creating his own version of reality, regardless of the facts?
Or is there a more strategic game at play here?
It's definitely something we need to watch closely, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And this whole pattern of, you know, claiming credit, even where it's not really due,
seems to be emerging as a bit of a theme, yeah.
ElectoralVote.com actually predicted this, didn't they?
They did. And it's playing out almost exactly as they anticipated.
We saw it with the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire.
Ah, yes, where Trump and his allies were so quick to take credit.
Even though they had no real involvement in the negotiations?
None whatsoever.
And now they're doing it with a decrease in border crossings, too.
Trying to take credit for the Biden administration's success.
Right. It was a result of an agreement put in place by the previous administration.
But that doesn't fit the narrative, does it?
So they're trying to rewrite history. basically.
In real time. And that's where it gets really concerning, when facts and evidence no longer matter.
When it's all about controlling the narrative.
How can we have meaningful conversations about policy if we can't even agree on a shared reality?
It's a valid concern. Okay, let's shift gears for a minute and talk about what's being called the A-hole caucus.
Oh, yes, this should be good.
This rather troubling alliance between Trump and Elon Musk.
Two peas in a pod, some might say.
Their behavior has been quite, let's just say, concerning.
To put it mildly, what is it that draws them together?
Well, they both seem to thrive on controversy.
And they share a certain disregard for, shall we say, conventional norms.
I mean, look at Trump's Thanksgiving message. It was so divisive.
Talk about a contrast with Biden's message of unity and gratitude.
Night and day.
It really highlights the fundamental difference in their approaches to leadership.
One seeks to divide, the other to unify.
And unfortunately, their actions often reflect that.
Exactly. And then you have Musk doxing those federal employees.
All women, I might add, in climate-related roles.
And them making these completely baseless accusations of treason against Lautan Colonel Alexander Vinden.
It's reckless and dangerous.
And the lack of accountability for both of them is really alarming.
Their words have real-world consequences. And we've seen it with the increase in threats.
The bomb threats against members of Congress are just chilling.
It's a slippery slope when powerful figures can incite violence and just escape consequences like that.
It really is.
Speaking of power dynamics, maybe we should move on to this whole drama with Patrick Soon-Shiong.
The LA Times owner.
Right. This situation raises some serious questions about the influence of wealth on the media.
Yeah, this one's a bit of a head-scratcher. So he blocked the paper's endorsement of Kamala Harris,
claiming it was in the name of fairness.
Right. And now he's trying to hire Scott Jennings, you know, the pro-Trump commentator, for the editorial board.
Again, citing fairness.
But is it really about fairness? Or is there something else going on?
Some are saying he's trying to cozy up to Trump, maybe to protect his other business interests.
It's like he's betting that aligning himself with Trump will be beneficial in the long run.
A risky gamble.
And it seems like that bet backfired big time during his interview with Oliver Darcy.
Oh, that was a train wreck.
Soon-Shiong tried to defend his actions.
But Darcy wasn't having it, called him out for being dishonest.
And the whole thing ended with Soon-Shiong just abruptly cutting off the interview.
Not a good look. Darcy made a good point, though. Defending Trump often requires a certain, let's say, flexibility with the truth.
It was a pretty tense exchange.
It was, and it's a good reminder that even reputable news sources can be influenced by personal agendas.
By those in control.
Exactly. So how can we stay informed when the information we're getting is filtered through these biases?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. I think it's more important than ever to be a critical consumer of information.
Don't just accept everything at face value.
Right. Look for multiple sources, consider their biases, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Critical thinking is key.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I think we need a little break from all this negativity, don't you?
I could use a little positivity right about now.
Let's focus on a more positive story for a moment. Amidst all the chaos, there's this little glimmer of hope coming from the Senate.
Oh, tell me more.
It's Senator George Helmy, the temporary replacement for Bob Menendez from New Jersey.
He's the one who's really making the most of his time in office.
Exactly. It's so refreshing.
He could have just, you know, enjoyed the perks of the position.
But he's chosen to be proactive, use his platform to actually make a difference.
No, that's what I like to hear.
He's been incredibly busy sponsoring important legislation, including that bill to protect children online.
Yeah, that's a huge issue these days.
He's also been delivering powerful speeches and even focusing on constituent services.
Something Menendez apparently neglected.
It's a great example of someone seizing the moment.
Choosing to have a positive impact.
Really embodying that whole carpe diem spirit.
I love it.
It's a good reminder that even in a system that can feel so broken,
individuals can still make a difference.
It's inspiring.
It is. It really is.
Okay, so before we wrap up, I thought it'd be fun to, you know, lighten things up a bit with a little holiday-themed game.
Oh, I'm game. What do you have in mind?
So electoralvote.com has this suggested Christmas presents thing.
I saw that. It's pretty funny.
And I thought it'd be fun for us to play along.
I'm in. Who are we shopping for?
Let's see. We've got Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Joe Biden.
Okay, I'm already thinking.
J.D. Vance and Mike Johnson.
That's a diverse group. This is going to be good. I need to think about this for a minute.
All right, well, while you're thinking, I want to encourage our listeners to play along too. What gifts would you choose for these folks? Share your ideas on social media?
Or with your friends.
Let's get a conversation going.
It's a fun way to engage with the political landscape.
And who knows, maybe it'll spark some insightful observations along the way.
You never know.
All right, so we covered a lot of ground today.
We have. From tariff threats and political maneuvering.
To billionaires throwing their weight around.
And a surprising story of hope in the Senate.
It's been quite a ride so far.
A roller coaster, as you said.
And it's only just begun.
Stay tuned, folks. It's only going to get more interesting from here.
All right, we'll be back soon with more.
Can't wait.
See you then.
See ya. And it's a reminder that these issues, they have real-world consequences for all of us.
Yeah, it's not just some abstract political game.
Exactly. The decisions made in those halls of power.
They affect our everyday lives.
They do, from the cost of goods to the information we consume.
Which is why staying informed and engaged is so crucial.
We can't afford to be passive bystanders.
We need to ask questions.
Challenge assumptions.
Hold those in power accountable.
I couldn't agree more. Critical thinking is more important now than ever.
Absolutely.
And part of that is recognizing that no source of information is completely unbiased.
Right. Everyone has their own perspective.
We all have our own filters.
So true. Okay, I think we need a little break from all this negativity.
Me too. Yeah.
Let's focus on a more positive story for a moment.
I'm all ears.
So amidst all the chaos, there's this little glimmer of hope coming from the Senate.
Oh, a glimmer of hope. Tell me more.
It's Senator George Helmy.
The one from New Jersey?
Yeah, the temporary replacement for Bob Menendez.
I've heard his name, yeah.
Well, he's really making the most of his time in office.
That's good to hear.
It's really refreshing to see.
Yeah, he could have just, you know, sat back and enjoyed the perks of the position.
Exactly.
But he's chosen to be proactive.
He's using his platform to make a difference.
Now, that's what I like to hear.
He's been incredibly busy.
Doing what? Fill me in.
Sponsoring important legislation.
Like what kind of legislation?
Well, there's that bill to protect children online, for one.
Right. That's a huge issue these days.
And he's been delivering some really powerful speeches.
Making his voice heard.
He's even focusing on constituent services.
Which, from what I hear, Menendez kind of neglected.
It's a great example of someone seizing the moment.
Choosing to have a positive impact.
Really embodying that whole Carpe Diem spirit.
I love it.
It's a good reminder that even in a system that can feel so, you know, broken at times.
Right.
Individuals can still make a difference.
They can.
It's inspiring.
It is. It really is.
Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
I thought it'd be fun to, you know, lighten things up a bit.
A little fun, yeah.
With a little holiday-themed game.
A long game. Always up for some fun.
So electoralvote.com has this suggested Christmas presents thing.
I saw that, yeah.
And I thought it'd be fun for us to play along.
Let's do it. Who are we shopping for?
Okay, we've got Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Challenging.
Joe Biden.
Okay.
J.D. Vance.
All right.
And Mike Johnson.
It's a diverse group. This is going to be good.
You know, right?
Give me a minute to think.
Well, while you're thinking, I want to encourage our listeners to play along, too.
Yeah, join in the fun.
What gifts would you choose for these folks?
Get creative.
Share your ideas on social media with your friends.
Let's get a conversation going.
It's a fun way to engage with the political landscape.
Lighthearted.
Exactly. Mm. And who knows? It might spark some insightful observations.
I never know.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. From tariff threats and political maneuvering.
To billionaires throwing their weight around.
And a surprising story of hope in the Senate.
It's been quite a ride.
A roller coaster, as you said.
And it's only just begun.
Stay tuned, folks.
We'll be back soon with more.
Can't wait. Yeah, it really makes you think.
If you were in that position, even for a short time, what would you do?
What would I prioritize?
Would you focus on specific policies?
Or try to, you know, build consensus? Or maybe use that platform to amplify certain voices?
So many possibilities, right?
It's a great thought experiment.
It is. But let's bring it back to our deep dive for a minute.
Okay, yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground today. Trump's return to the White House, well, it's already shaken things up.
And not always in a good way, as we've seen.
We've got potential trade wars brewing, billionaires throwing their weight around, and this concerning trend of
manipulating narratives.
Yeah, to fit their own agendas.
It's a lot to unpack, that's for sure.
It is. And it's important to remember that these issues, they have real-world consequences for all of us.
They do. This isn't just some abstract political game.
Right. The decisions made in those halls of power,
they affect our everyday lives.
In very real ways.
Absolutely. From the cost of goods to, as we said, the information we consume.
It's why staying informed and engaged is so crucial.
We can't just be passive bystanders.
Right. We need to ask questions, challenge assumptions, hold those in power accountable.
Couldn't agree more.
Critical thinking is more important now than ever.
It really is. And part of that is recognizing that no source of information is completely unbiased.
Right. Everyone has their own perspective, their own lens.
We all have our filters.
So true. Okay, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot.
But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought to ponder.
Ooh, I like this.
If you were suddenly handed a brief moment of power, just like Senator Helmy,
okay,
what would you do with it? What change would you try to make in the world?
Wow, that's a powerful question.
It is, isn't it?
It really makes you think about what your priorities would be.
Exactly.
And it's a good reminder that we all have the potential to make a difference.
Even in small ways, right?
Absolutely. Whether it's through our work, our relationships, or just the choices we make every day.
We can all contribute to creating a better world.
I think that's a great note to end on.
It is. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure as always.
We'll be back next week with another fascinating exploration.
Looking forward to it.
Of the topics shaping our world. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.
And happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays, everyone. See you next time.